Philosophy of Science, A Beginner's Guide, written by Geoffrey Gorham and read by Robert Meldrum. Deductivism versus inductivism. In the most general sense, reasoning, whether scientific or otherwise, involves drawing conclusions about a subject from some given information. To draw conclusions without relying on relevant information is mere guessing. Reasoning is good when the information relied on strongly supports the conclusion, and bad when the information supports the conclusion only weakly or not at all. Notice that the quality of reasoning is a matter of the connection between the information and the conclusion, not the independent truth or falsity of either. So, it's possible to reason well to a false conclusion, or poorly to a true one. If someone predicted a continuing rise in gas prices based on increased consumption, just prior to an unexpected discovery of massive oil fields, they made a reasonable conclusion and were simply unlucky. Logicians draw a fundamental distinction between two forms of potentially good reasoning: deductive and inductive. With good deductive reasoning, if the information relied upon is true, then that guarantees the truth of the conclusion. Here's an example. 1. All penguins are birds. 2. All birds are animals. 3. So, all penguins are animals. Since the first two statements are true, the conclusion must be true as well. Such arguments are said to be deductively valid. Good inductive reasoning does not guarantee the truth of the conclusion based on the premises, only makes the truth likely. Here's an example. 1. Hundreds of species of penguins have been observed so far, and all are swimmers. 2. So, all species of penguins are swimmers. Assuming the first statement is true, then the conclusion is probable, but not absolutely certain. It is possible that some remote and undiscovered species of penguin can't swim. Inductive reasoning, unlike deductive reasoning, is said to be ampliative, meaning the conclusion goes beyond the premises.